Rabotai, just before I'm going to say one quick, very, very interesting halakha. In the laws of Sisit that we're learning, so Maran writes in Siman Chet, Halakha Chet, Yechaven be'et'atefo, Shesivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'et'atefo, Kedei Shenizkor Kol Mitzvotav La'asotam. Maran here goes out of his way and says that when you put on your talet, you have to have a special kabbana. Besides the regular kabbana that Maran talks about in Siman Samech, which means whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to have kabbana to fulfill the mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is, you're putting on tefillin, Kashem Sivani Hashem, just like God commanded me. So the talet also you're fulfilling because mitzvot preferably need kabbana. But when it comes to the mitzvah, you see there's an additional kabbana. Besides the regular standard kavanah to fulfill a mitzvah, since the pasuk says by sisit ma'atizkeru that the purpose of the sisit is so you can remember the tariyat mitzvot, so it would defeat the purpose if you wore it and you didn't remember what the purpose was. So Maran says you have to have an additional kavanah of that I'm wearing the talet in order to remember the tariyat mitzvot. Now, the question is this kavana me'akev? Let's say a person did not have this kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah comes along and brings down from the Gaon de Vilna and brings down from others. Mikol makom nere dechol ze lekatechila. All this is lekatechila kedei lekayem et ha-mitzvah b'shlimuta. To fulfill the mitzvah in its perfect way. But if you didn't have the kavana b'di'avad, it'll be yotzeh. The chiddush, however, over here is like this, what the bi'ur halakha writes in Siman Samech. Let's say a person, when he put on his talit, he didn't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. The bi'ur halakha writes, since he didn't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, it's as if the garment doesn't have tzitzit, and he's wearing a garment without tzitzit yotzeh. Now, what could be a case where a person would not have kavanah? Because the general rule is, why else are you putting on a talit? Why did I get up in the morning and I'm putting a talit? Because it's good for my health? Because I thought of it? The only reason why you're putting on your talit in the morning has to be because of the mitzvah. And that's really the halakha. We can assume mistama when you're doing it in the course of a tefillah, and I have a special garment, and I bought it for my kuracha. Why else am I putting it on? So therefore you could assume you're doing it. However, I'll tell you a case where one has to be concerned. Those people that wear the talit katan from the undershirts. So they make an undershirt, and they put strings on it. Now, the nitsi, which is kosher, let's say. But it's very possible that when the person puts it on, he's not having kavanah for tzitzit. He's having kavanah stam. And since it's an undershirt, he's putting it on because he wants to wear an undershirt. So it's possible that in a case like that, where the person put it on and it's not mukhah that he's doing it for, that's the undershirt happens to be. He pulled it undershirt, happens to have strings on it. He pulled that one out of his shirt. He could have pulled out a different one also. It's not mukhah because it serves a different purpose. The talit gadol, all it serves is for mitzvah. Why else am I wearing it? But the undershirt could be I'm wearing it for the undershirt. So therefore, it's possible if you didn't have kavanah, according to the Dura Halakha at least, there's no strings. And if there's no strings, you're wearing a four-cornered garment without the sisiyot upon. So therefore, to get around this problem, it's clear that when a person puts on, especially his talit katan that's like that, he should have a standard kavanah, kedin discord et mitzvot Hashem.